What is happening, this, then, those listeners? Back for the second time this week. And I had to come back again this week because the fundraiser for the GoFundMe is going to end on Saturday. So that means Friday is your last day to donate. Any little bit will help. And we're going to help as many people as we can really afford to. So any little bit is going to help that much more. So the link is in my Instagram bio. I'm blasting out the link on my Facebook, on my Twitter. So you can find it there. And then if you want, I guess you could stick around at the end of the podcast. I'll tell you a little bit more about what else I'm doing. All right, let's get into it. What's happening, everybody? Also, side note, if anybody knows how to, either make beat, if anybody makes beats or can make an intro for the podcast, if anybody makes me like a dope intro, I will play that. That could be our new intro for the podcast. I don't care. I've been using the beats that I use are Mr. Green. Just because the sound, obviously, if you listen to any of the podcasts that I've done and you hear any other than the normal one that I use all the time, the Childhoods by Mr. Green, they're all like that same kind of vibe. I think he's very underrated. But yeah, so if anybody can make me a beat or an intro similar to the ones that I use, I would be so thankful for you. This one's not going to be, this podcast, by the way, isn't going to be a super long one. mainly I'm doing it just to let you guys know what's going on with the fundraiser and what's going on with the Christmas podcast, which will be probably next week. It'll be probably before the 20th. Let's say that. So it might be, let's actually look at a date that would probably work. Christmas is on in two Tuesdays. It'll probably be like the 22nd, actually. That's a Saturday, or if you guys don't listen to my podcast on Saturdays, I don't know. Just let me know, whatever. So the podcast, we did the vote. It got actually 67 votes. I don't know how the fuck it got 67 votes, but we're going to do a 32 movie bracket, which means instead of doing the franchises against each other, it's going to be the best individual movies. So if you're listening, send me movies that you want in this tournament. March Madness style bracket that we're doing. So don't send me the Santa Claus movies. Send me Santa Claus 1, Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 3, etc., etc. the other thing that I'm not happy about, but I know Dan the Monster is happy about, is Die Hard is for sure going to be one of the movies as of now. Right now, it's got 7 votes, and it's overwhelmingly yippee-ki-yes. I don't agree with it. It might get knocked out in the first round since I'm doing the voting, but it's gonna be in there. So anybody that thinks Die Hard is a Christmas movie, give yourself a round of applause, because Die Hard will be in our Christmas movie tournament. Do you say tournament or tournament? I feel like if I'm talking about like a Mortal Kombat, like a fight to the death, then I'm saying tournament. But as far as Christmas movies, it's, let's just say tournament. I don't even know how to bring this topic up, okay? I don't know if you guys saw this, and I don't know when it came out, but so fucking bizarre that I'm about to talk about this. Randy Couture has a sex tape. I think he's got to be like the first. Randy Couture's got it. He's got to be the first MMA fighter with a sex tape, right? Or one of them, you know? He's breaking new grounds. Now, it's Christmas, so I feel like I can watch it, okay? Now, you guys are going to come along this, no pun intended, you guys are going to come along this journey with me. Here's what I want to know, you know, not homophobe, not like no homo at all. Does Captain America have a huge cock? Look, I thought it. You guys probably thought it too. Subconsciously, that thought was in your head at some point. It's Christmas, and that's why we're going to be watching this. I don't know if there's any volume. I don't know. Let me get to the site. I think you can use whatever site you prefer. Okay. Let's see if this is it. Just a dude jacking off. But let's see if it's Randy Couture or not. Okay. Yep. That's Randy Couture, all right. No. Okay. This. Oh, no. This is. I'm uncomfortable, man. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. It's real uncomfortable. I'm just watching. I can't believe I'm watching Randy Couture jerk off. I gotta fast forward, see if this gets anywhere else. Okay, so he's on a webcam. That's what's going on. He's chatting with some chick. Man. Okay, I don't want to watch this, but I can't stop. I feel like I owe it. I feel like as my right, not as my right, it's a duty as an American to watch Captain America jerk off. Okay. Oh, God, this is too much, man. This is way too much. I can't believe I'm watching. Man, he's really going in. This is too much for one guy to watch by himself while he's talking into a fucking mic, man. This is why I need a co-host. So I guess you could say I'm holding open auditions. I just keep fast forwarding more and more because I feel dirty watching it. I need a co-host and I need a fucking intro, man. This is, he's giving her a visual. Oh, he's doing the webcam, and he's like he's thrusting. He's giving her a visual. He's giving her what Captain America is gonna do to her. Oh no! Oh god! I think he's about to bust, guys. Oh, this is so disturbing. Oh, he's about to bust. Oh no! I need goggles. Oh, it's right in the camera. I need goggles. Oh, okay. Oh, man. Oh. What the fuck? What the fuck? Who leaked that? Who leaked that? That's too much, man. That was so aggressive. I just watched Captain America jerk off. I don't know what to think right now. I really don't know what to think. I watched him destroy guys. And I just watched him jerk off. I don't know why that happened. The only thing I could think is that the whole time that video was playing is this should have been in the background. Oh man, can you imagine Randy Couture just beating it? Captain America just really going to town on a webcam with this in the background. Because that's all I could think about while I just watched that for you guys. God damn, I need a fucking co-host. Well, we might as well finish this song now. Hats off. Wow. Whoa, man. Where do we go from there, guys? Where do we go from there? I feel kind of ashamed of myself, but also I'm not that ashamed, because it was Randy Couture, man. Oh, how about this, man? I no matter where I go, it's not gonna be appropriate, and it's not gonna be a smooth transition. Let's just get that out of the way. But how about the fans of The Voice? You know, the fucking singing show where that's where they're in the four chairs and they turn around when the people sing whatever. Well, I guess it's like getting towards the end, and Adam Levine, like they said, he sold out this young black kid, DeAndre Nico. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. I don't watch the show. Basically, they said, I read the story, and it seemed like, and I might be wrong, if you watch The Voice, go ahead and correct me. Adam Levine had like two people in the finals or the semifinals, whatever. And the black kid and this girl, because DeAndre Nico, I guess he sang and the other girl was sick, and Adam Levine told the fans to vote that DeAndre Nico dude off instead of the other girl. They're both his people. He just told them to vote DeAndre Nico off. I hope I'm getting this right. And the fans had like a ton of backlash, like calling out Adam Levine for saying to vote one of his people off, not the other girl. And if so obviously DeAndre Nico got booted off. But my issue with this is, if everybody is so upset that he got kicked off, dude, didn't they kind of have to vote him off? So why are people giving him shit if they were the ones that voted him off? If they listened to him, dude, that's your fault. What are you doing? Hey, what you doing? Oh, you know what else I thought was funny? Was, by the way, did you guys see the trailer for the new Pokemon Detective Pikachu? I don't know if you did or not. If you're a 90s baby, I said this on my Twitter. If you're a 90s baby and you're not at least a tiny bit stoked for the new, it's a live action movie. So it's not the bullshit cartoon anime bullshit. This is a real movie with like real people and a real fucking Pikachu, okay? I don't know where they found this thing. That must be from some crazy island because they found a real Pikachu and like real Pokemon. Obviously, that's a joke. But yeah, if you're not at least a tiny bit stoked about this, fuck you. You know? Now Dan tagged me and there was another trailer that they made, and instead of Ryan Reynolds doing the voice of Pikachu, it was Danny DeVito. Now, do I think that would have been the greatest movie of all time if Danny DeVito was Pikachu? Yes. The simple answer is yes, 100%. But I'm still super stoked about it. The thing I'm stoked about is, so like, to pay for my classes for school and just making like extra money on the side, I'll buy and sell Pokemon cards. Or like, this all started when I found my old ones and I just thought, yeah, I wonder how much they are. Well, apparently I had some fucking good ones. So I've been buying and selling them. And then somehow in the mix of this, I ended up buying more than I'm selling. I mean, I'm still in the profit, you could say, but I keep buying them. And I can't stop buying fucking Pokemon cards at the age of 25. Now, some of you might think that that's inappropriate for someone my age. And to that, I would say, choke on a bag of dicks. You know, because it's not affecting it. Dude, I make podcasts and I open Pokemon cards. Big deal. I enjoy it and boom, that's it. And it's fun for me to sell them. I don't know why. I'm like fucking addicted to it. I'm addicted to selling them. Sometimes I buy them and then I get super stoked that I found this card and then I sell it. And I don't know what it is in me. It's just that I'm addicted to selling things, period. That's really it. I don't know. But, yeah, I made an Instagram page posting some fire on that. Just, you know, another way to sell them. If somebody was interested in them, I would just, they PayPal me, I ship them the card. End of story. I'm not telling you guys that to go buy them. I'm just saying I made a fucking Instagram page so that I could sell cards and post cards and make it look fucking cool, because that's what I like to do. I like entertaining people. If people look at that and they say, oh man, I fucking remember that card, and they get like a second of happiness, cool, then I won. That's all I'm doing. That's why I do this podcast. I want you motherfuckers to laugh with me. I just watched Randy Couture beating his fucking meat just because I thought it would be funny for you guys to hear my reaction. Now, am I still scarred? Yeah. Yeah, I am. Am I happy that that's now on my phone? No. Did I delete it immediately? Yes. Oh, man. This is a side note, but who the fuck are these people that, who the fuck are these people that like have 500 followers on like social media and they say like, DM me for booking info? Dude, who the fuck are you? Hey, man, you're nobody. They have like their picture will be like them with like $100 bill or like a fucking stack of hundreds. A fucking stack of hundos. And they're like, and their bio says, email me for booking/promo. It's like, dude, who the fuck do you think you are, man? That shit just irks me. Not to get like, for sure not sentimental, but this is just another side note. I'm pretty sure the goal for the podcast this year, I think I said it in another episode, that's why I said pretty sure. It was either 25 or 3,000, it was either 2,500 or 3,000 downloads total on Podbean. And I think I might have talked about this a little bit in the last podcast, but like I just wanted to talk with you guys, just to let you guys know that I appreciate the support from everybody that's ever listened to a podcast, one of my podcasts. I really, really do appreciate it. And when people come up to me and they tell me or DM me or fucking retweet one of the podcasts, when you guys do that shit, that makes every bit of like the work I put into the podcast, that makes it all worth it. I'm not making money off this thing, obviously. You guys should know that. I'm not making money. So when people tell me that, oh, dude, that one episode was fucking funny, or that one bit, that one segment you did was funny, that's pretty much what keeps me going. Because there was a few times this year that, man, I really did want to quit doing it, because I'm so obsessed with like checking results that I would obsess. I would look at it maybe 3-4 times a day. Look at the downloads, and there was a couple of days where like I wouldn't get any, and I would still check it. Check it when I wake up, a couple of times during the day, and then before bed. And when those numbers weren't moving, it sucked, and I was ready to give up. You know, JC, you know, she told me don't. She's like, keep fucking doing it. Basically told me stop being a little bitch, and I needed it. Sometimes you just need to hear stop being a little bitch. You know. But yeah, I appreciate her. I appreciate the fuck out of you guys. I really, really do. If you're listening to this, if you made it to the 20-minute mark or whatever we're at here, I appreciate the fuck out of you guys. And that's like, I know I joke a lot about it being a cult, but it's not a cult. I mean, who am I kidding? It is a cult, okay? It's not a bad cult is what I mean. I mean, we're just like a nice community where some people roast me, and I love that shit, dude. When I say send me some questions on Instagram and some people fucking roast me, dude, that's the shit I like. Or like I used to do this a little while ago where I would tell people if they wanted to get roasted to either like or comment on a post that I post. I think I should bring that back. Actually, if you're listening to this, and it's nothing, this is strictly off of your posts on social media. So if you get offended, don't ask me to roast you, because I'm gonna look at your shit on social media, and I'm gonna pick it apart as well as I can, and I'm gonna roast you. But if you want that, it will be on my Instagram story by the time this is out. It'll be one of those ask me questions things, or it'll be like a poll. It'll be something easy where you could either type me or click yes or no. So if you want me to roast you, it'll be on my Instagram story. All you have to do, the only thing I'm asking in return, is you tell people to listen to it if you're one of the people that I picked to roast. Okay? So yeah, and the other thing is, it's all out of fun. Okay, so please don't get offended if you, that's like the one time I was going to roast someone and I thought it through and I knew they were going to get offended. So I couldn't do it. But this time, if you want me to roast you, you're going into the bucket. Okay, your name's going into the bucket and we're going to figure this shit out. And it might be mean, but it's all for fun. Remember that. It's all for fun, okay? So, yeah, that'll be up on my Instagram. This, so Cardi B and whatever, Offset, one of the Migos, one of the three Migos, those two broke up, I'm pretty sure. And I just wanted to play you a video that Cardi B posted. And just talk about how poorly this aged. You know? Here we go. If it works. Uh-oh.
Because I wake up in the mirror sometimes and I be like, God damn, I look fucked up. It's okay, though, because I got good pussy. Where a nigga going? Nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. Not with this good-ass pussy. Not with this good-ass fucking mouth. Wet-ass mouth. Deep-ass throat. Deep motherfucking throat. If I'm drunk, I might put the whole dick and the balls in my mouth. What's up? Bet your bitch can't do that. Bet these bad bitches can't do that. What's up?
Now that aged poorly. Didn't he cheat on her? Note to ladies. Note to the ladies. Do not post shit like that. Ever. I don't care if you get married. Shit happens. Don't post that. No. Oh, actually, this is what I wanted to talk about before we get out of here. My bad. Sorry, I just saw this and it reminded me. Let me make sure. Yeah. So, the UFC, I don't know whose idea this was, but the UFC is going to have Greg Hardy make his UFC debut on the same card that Rachel Ostovich returns from a broken orbital bone suffered from, you guessed it, domestic abuse. Hold up. Hey, UFC. What the fuck are you guys thinking? You could have put him on any UFC card. You could have put him on any UFC card. And you put him on the one with Rachel Ostovich? Dude, how many UFC cards are there in 2019? There's one every fucking week, at the very least. You guys picked the one week? Think about that. Greg Hardy, who has a pretty strong case in domestic violence, is going to fight on the same card as Rachel Ostovich, who I just said had a broken orbital bone because of domestic violence. What the fuck? That is such a bad look. That is that the worst look that the UFC was the UFC like, hey, how can we really shake up the feathers here? Like, I'm just spitballing, Dana, but we could put Greg Hardy and that chick that just got beat up by that has a domestic violence case pending. We could put those guys on the same card. And then somebody had to okay that. Somebody had to suggest it, and someone had to okay it. That's what's so fucked up. Unless it was Dana, and he thought of it and passed it. Then it's just he's a fuck up, which, I mean, we know he is. But, Jesus Christ, man. Don't do that. Change that. Before that fight happens, please change it. Please, please change that. Somebody, the intern at the UFC office that's been there for, you know, 2 weeks, and he's just getting comfortable, and he's sitting in the back, and they're telling him, "Hey, bitch, go get us some coffee." He's like, "Yeah, sir, okay." That guy, he should step up and be like, "Hey, I'm just spitballing here, but you know that fight card in January." Where we're going to have Greg Hardy and Rachel Ostovich fight in the same card. I'm just thinking, that might not look so good for us, guys. Do we really want to do that? Do we really want to have a domestic abuser and a domestic, domestically abused, even if you fuck up the words like I just did, on the same fight card? Is that really what we want to do, guys? And then they fire you? Man, at least you tried. Hey, and Brendan Schaub said, if you guys did that, that he would give you a job anyway. So it's a win-win, man. It's just, my goodness, is that rough. That's a fucking rough one. I can't believe that somebody had to suggest it and somebody had to okay it. It's bizarre to me. Like, it's so obviously a bad idea how is that going on? Whatever. Jesus. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we could end it there. Boy, oh boy. This was a weird podcast, guys, wasn't it? This was a very weird one. I apologize if the Randy Couture thing made you uncomfortable. It made me uncomfortable. But there's no excuse for it, honestly. But yeah, I don't know, guys. We're going to end it here. And like I said, don't forget to send me Christmas movie suggestions. All right, and until next time, guys, peace.
Tell no lies about me, won't tell the truth about you. I know they believed that I would break down. They said I was crazy, guess I ain't now, no. And when I go home, it ain't the same now. It ain't the same.
She hit my phone like she's trying to get away from the city. Heard them niggas talking down and throwing shade in the city. Ain't no love, it's just hate in the city. But them niggas, it's just stars, we the wave in the city. Hit my phone like she's trying to get away from the city. Heard them niggas talking down and throwing shade in the city. Ain't no love, it's just hate in the city. But them niggas, it's just stars, we the wave in the city, yeah. And the wave is enormous, we the wave like tsunamis. Riding through the city looking for a kid on it. And with Ovid, you're lying. And they can't tell me nothing. Cause I know that if I find her, I'ma keep her, yeah. I be sussing on the daily, I don't do too much.